Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour. Final time. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. Until we meet again here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to calls, before we get back to the line, I know I said this at 2, but I want to say it again for those who weren't joining me at 2 and those who won't be listening at the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for the last few weeks that I've been filling in. The audience has been great. The calls, the texts have been great. You guys reaching out on social media, always appreciate that. I appreciate the warm welcome that I'm always given when I fill in for Tom or for David. So thank you so much. And thank you to management for trusting me on the mic. Thanks to Josh for all he does on the other side of the glass. Just greatly, greatly appreciate everyone. And looking forward to hearing from Tom tomorrow. And not so much looking forward to waking up at 3:30 in the morning. Hey, I love filling in, right? I'm going to say I love filling in. I love being able to get 4 hours and do my own kind of thing. But obviously, happy to see Brian and have the WBEN lineup that you know and love in full effect tomorrow. So I'm sure this won't be the last time I fill in, but it's the last of this stretch of me filling in. And I just want to thank everyone for the for being just a great audience, is what I want to say. 803-0930, star 930. Josh, did he strike him out, or did they hit into a double play? It's opening day, so of course, a lot of questions with the pitch clock. Josh and I thought that they had assessed a ball. We don't know what they do yet for what the ump points to for a pitch clock ball, so we were a little lost. We are talking about, if you're just getting in your car, if you didn't hear, today we had three in Western New York, three false active shooter call-ins to the police. And Joseph Grimalia, the commissioner for the Buffalo Police, addressed it in a press conference. You can find that audio at WBEN.com. And makes me wonder, you know, how did we get here? How do we get to the mindset of someone who wants to walk in and shoot up a school? How do we get to the mindset of someone who sees that, who sees that play out in the same week? I mean, anytime it's disgusting, but in the same week when people's fears are high, thinks it's funny to call in a false active shooter alert. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We've brought a lot of other conversations into this, and all are welcome at 803-0930, star 930. We're going to finish up this. We're going to finish up this topic in this segment and then move on to something else. So we will start in order of the calls. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Jennifer in Hamburg, you've been hanging on through the break. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Well, I just wanted to correct the gentleman. And this is what happens when our president gets up there and says something that's totally incorrect and everybody believes him. The firearm industry can be sued. The PLCAA, Protection of Law Commerce Act, only prevents basically civil actions against firearm manufacturers, and there's even exceptions to this, where a third party criminally uses the gun against another party. So you can't sue the manufacturer because, you know, Joe Blow down the street took a gun, used it the way it was intended. The product wasn't defaulty or anything of that nature, but then actually used the gun and killed, you know, someone with the gun. So you can't sue the gun manufacturer because it's third party criminally or unlawful misuse of that product went and shot someone. That's what it does. And even to that, they have exceptions. So you can still sue them if somehow there's some negligence or they're in violation of the law, the gun manufacturer, if they falsely or inappropriately reported, you know, say they have, you know, they're you're supposed to, if it's a seller of the gun and they filled out the any paperwork that's required to obtain the gun inappropriately, you can sue them for that. So it's just a big misnomer. The president says it all the time. It drives me nuts. Everybody can go online and look up the PLCAA and look what a qualified civil liability action is and can see that gun manufacturers can be sued.
Jennifer, thank you
for that specific part.
Thank you for clearing it up. I appreciate the insight into that. Jennifer in Hamburg, let's go to our friend down in Texas. It's Terry. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Terry. What do you think about this mindset? And we've got, you know, active shooters, and then we've got, you know, multiple fake active shooters all called in this afternoon.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the level of the pranks, obviously, that escalates super high, and over time you see that. I mean, you hear back in the day jokes of, you know, people calling in bomb threats to schools to kind of get out of tests. Or I don't know if that was an urban legend. I never personally experienced it, but, I mean, you can see references to that in movies. But I think, you know, and I don't, you know, everybody's got a take. I disagree with, you know, Pat's call specifically wholeheartedly. I think, you know, we're looking for, we want to blame video games. We want to blame music. You know, back in the day it was rap. Then it was Marilyn Manson. Before that it was, I'm sure, some of the rock bands that I'm not old enough to rattle off the names of. But really what I think it boils down to is a couple of things. First and foremost, I think that, you know, we're removing God further and further away from, you know, homes, the home life. And when I reference God, I'm not necessarily saying you need to believe in my God or Jesus Christ, but, you know, kids are growing up today, they don't have a moral compass. They don't have any direction. They have parents that are more concerned about being their friends than they are being authoritative figures in their lives. There's no accountability or responsibility. And you know, a lot of these same kids today that you see getting into trouble, they have older siblings that have probably gotten into trouble. And at the end of the day, the end result was, you know, they probably got a slap on the wrist and there was no real, again, punishment or accountability for the actions that they've taken. And it's just escalating further and further. If you go out into the world today, I mean, go to the supermarket or go to, you know, wherever you're going, grocery store or the mall. I mean, people in general, I think, are just, it's different out there. A lot of people are rude. You less and less. When I hear somebody say please or excuse me or thank you or things like that, I mean, it's almost shocking because you're kind of accustomed to people not being civil anymore. And that also is a big deal. You know, everybody's selfish and me, 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 me. Everybody needs it. Instant gratification.
There, right, and there, right there, Terry. That is so true. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I think that's what it really boils down to. And then you do have places that, I mean, these social media, TikTok and Instagram, and I mean, we're all supposed to be the most important person in the room. And then you mix people together in public settings, and nobody knows how to act. Basic, just human decency, I think little by little is going out the window. And the internet definitely has something to do with it. I mean, if you know where to look, there's some stuff out there that should not be made public, or maybe it should be made public so that people can actually see what this world kind of entails, you know, some of it, some of the actual violence that, you know, is capable of happening at any given time. And again, you can blame what you want, but really at the end of the day, it's the person that's making the decisions and making and taking actions that, whether it be a gun, a knife, a car, a bomb, I mean, you know, people are being put in those positions. If you want to sue the gun manufacturers or this, that, or the other, well, then do I get to sue Little Debbie for this heinous beer gut I got or Twisted Tea? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's a million – we take no accountability, you know. Yeah. It's not Twisted Tea's fault that I put on a little bit of a beer gut. Now it's up to me to go in my gym and work that off. You know what I mean? It's up to us as people to take accountability and, again, responsibility. And unfortunately, the youth, they don't do that as much today. And that's where you're lacking, basic, just, polite human nature, I guess.
There it is. There it is, Terry. I agree, man. It's something, though, and I think all the stuff you said needs to be focused on, needs to be highlighted, and it seems like no one wants to talk about that, I think a lot of factors play into where we are today. Unfortunately, people pick their one factor, and that's all they want to talk about.
Well, and that's why nothing ever changes, because we come up with every excuse to discuss every other thing but the actual root cause of the problem. And even if you're home, even if you don't believe in a higher power, you don't believe in God or anything, I mean, teaching your kids to be, decent human beings isn't a very hard thing, but we don't do that anymore. You got mom twerking on TikTok alongside your 12-year-old daughter, or you got dad,
it's true.
Pulling pranks just like his kids are doing. And then you see the way these kids act when they go out and about in the world. I try to remind, you've spoken to Simone before. I try to remind my boys all the time, just, be it saying please or saying excuse me, saying yes sir, no ma'am, things like that. I mean, it doesn't make you weak to be that way.
It's common courtesy.
I really do still appreciate it. Yeah, that's the two words. But look, common courtesy, man, and we lose that. I think Lubbock's like a little city, whatever you want to call it, like, the friendliest city in America. I can't tell when I get on the local loop around here, man. People are crazy. Cut you off, brake check you, flip you off. I mean, and then you get into supermarkets or things like that, and people treat you the exact same way.
Yeah.
Walk right by you and
the grocery store, I'm telling you, Terry, that's where common courtesy is completely missing. Leaving their cart in the middle of an aisle, bumping into you and not just saying, I'm sorry. I do that all the time. I accidentally bump into someone, I turn around and go, I am so sorry. You don't even get that. They just keep on marching right on.
Let me give you a quick story. So we had just got home. We went out to Amarillo just to go kind of hang out, have a little family day. We got home and there was a delivery driver dropping off some food at the house across the street from mine. Nobody lives in this house. They sold it, like a month ago. There's literally a for lease sign in front of the house, or for sale sign, I'm sorry. And so the driver's ringing the bell, and I go, hey, man, nobody lives over there. They haven't lived there in like a month. And he looked at his phone, and he's like, well, it says, and he read off the address. He's like, it's not my effing problem. And he left the food there.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
You know what I mean? And so somebody didn't get their food. But that's the mindset. He's like, hey, man, I did my job. You put in the wrong address. That's all you right there. I mean, but that's the mentality. He's like, hey, I did what I was supposed to do. Yep. I mean, wouldn't it have taken him 5 minutes to figure out where that correct address was?
Terry, let me tell you, I had a similar incident where I went somewhere with someone's groceries, and I called and I said, hey, I'm here with your stuff. No one's answering the door. And they said, oh, we're on vacation. We forgot to update the address. You can keep it. And let me keep the food. Like, doing my part of common courtesy, I got rewarded for it,
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't do that today, man. The bar has been set very low, and people are even unwilling to meet that bare minimum bar. So nobody's really going above and beyond anymore. You see it in everything. Wherever you go, finding good customer service or good people to deal with is extremely hard. And, again, it sucks, but it really does surprise me when somebody says excuse me or thank you or something like that.
For sure. Hey, Terry, got to go. We have two callers in Lancaster. We'll start with John. John, what's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned Big Pharma before the break, and I was thinking about that. There are, legal drugs prescribed to people, and doctors use them. All over the world, people use legal drugs. But there are criminals that abuse them. And there's illegal drugs and criminals that abuse them, and we arrest those people, but we don't take the drugs away from legal users. That's why I don't understand the gun argument. We can't take guns away from people that have them or use them legally, because it's your right. It's your right to have those guns. And I don't know what law would protect anybody, because if you yourself got into trouble and you were a bad guy and you couldn't have guns, and they made a law that said you couldn't buy any or whatever, if you were my neighbor, you could come over and say, hey, can I borrow your guns? I'm going hunting. I would hand them to you. There's no law that stops you from borrowing guns. And as far as criminals, you can make guns easily in your home. So if you take away everyone's guns, only the criminals are going to make them. So I think everybody needs to arm themselves. And if you see a criminal or if they're coming at you, you need defense. I mean, the rest of the arguments are stupid to me. I don't understand why it's so childish. Everybody has the right to have guns in America. If you don't want to have your Second Amendment, go to a country that doesn't have a Second Amendment.
All right. John in Lancaster. The only thing I would say to that is, you know, we have background checks. We have ways to acquire guns. I'm not under the belief that everyone should get a gun. I know myself. I mean, I would never do anything. I just wouldn't trust myself with a gun, and I'm not sure I could sleep knowing one's in my house. Now, if I lived out in a rural part of the state, I would definitely have a gun, right, to protect myself, because I'm going to need defense before the police get there. But, you know, we do have background checks. We do have ways to acquire guns. I think, you know, everyone starts off with the right to own a gun. That's in the Constitution. I do believe that. I believe everyone has the right to a gun. You can lose that right to a gun, right? And to that point, I will agree with John. Let's go to Jim in Lancaster. Lancaster, a popular spot here. John, what's on your mind? I'm sorry, Jim, what's on your mind?
Joe, thank you very much for taking my call. A couple of comments I want to make on what has been said. The first one was a gentleman who talked about legal gun ownership, that it's gone down from 51% to 37%. That may be true, and that's all well and good. But again, that's legal gun ownership. Where are all the people who are shooting each other in Buffalo and Chicago and all the other cities? Those are not legal guns. We have more guns in this country than we have ever had. So with respect to what he said, I agree with what he said about the number of people, but I totally disagree about the number of guns in this country.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to comment on is exactly one of the things that Texas Terry spoke about and a couple other people spoke, that there's a lot of things going on, like with the internet and movies. And basically what it's done, it's insensitized us to violence and injury and crime. And it's indeed unfortunate, but I think it all began many, many years ago when they took the authority away from the schools. People grow up and they learn there's no consequences for their actions. And we live in a state right now where someone has a gun, gets arrested, and he's released. This is just insane. There is no consequences for our actions. If you have a gun, just make it pure and simple. If you have a gun and it's an illegal gun, you just go to jail for the rest of your life. That's all. No ifs, ands, or buts. Just make the penalty so severe that everybody knows you have a gun. You're going away forever. You're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. Again, there's just no consequences for our actions. And we have learned this from our school system, which has been deprived of punishing. I'm not necessarily mean physical punishing.
Right.
But the schools have had their authority taken away.
You've got schools that are getting rid of suspension, Jim. Yeah, you're right. You got schools getting rid of suspension.
Right.
Yeah. But Jim, we're up against a break. I'm sorry to cut you short, but we're up against a break. Jim in Lancaster, appreciate the call. When we come back, I have one closing thing I want to talk about, and then I will hand the show to Tom Bowerly tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So one final segment, one final time, Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties. Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York town.
All right, obviously we have to follow, we have to cover the breaking news. But it's opening day. The Mets are up 3-0. So you know I'm in a good mood. We are awaiting long-form coverage from ABC Radio News, or ABC News Radio, whatever they like to be called. We don't want to get that wrong. If you were missing during the break, here is the breaking news. Wouldn't it be nice if I had it ready on the screen, Josh? This is breaking news. A grand jury in New York has voted to indict former President Donald Trump over his role in a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. According to people with knowledge of the matter, ABC has said that they've confirmed it, and we are awaiting the long form. Josh, just so you know, I'm sorry for this inside baseball, the long form will be on ABC 51. So make sure you have that on the board. Sorry for the inside baseball on opening day. But that is the news, and that's what we're waiting. And guys, that's all I know. I can't go any further into what we're being told. Do we have any update when they're going to know? All right, so I'll just babble about the two lines that I know. But don't worry, we will carry live coverage when we get it. We will carry it live here on WBEN. We are being promised of long form. And again, if you're just joining us, this is breaking news. Manhattan grand jury votes to indict former President Donald Trump. It's the first time in American history that a current or former president will face criminal charges. And we will see how that plays out. Again, awaiting live updates from ABC. My name's Joe Beamer. I'm filling in for Tom Bowerly. And since we will be going to this ABC News update, I just want to say, again, thank you so much for being so welcoming over the last few weeks as I fill in for Tom. It's been a fun time. I'm not going to lie. I love filling in. I mean, I love doing this. I love the four-hour shows. I love being able to, you know, bring up some topics that, you know, the other host might not bring up. And, you know, hey, sometimes you swing a miss on topics, but I'm very thankful for everyone who joined me and who called, text, gave me a shout out on social media. Again, you might not like everything I say, and that's fine. That's what talk radio is all about. You calling in and telling me, hey, Joe, I think you're wrong about this, or I wish you'd only talk about this, or Joe, stop talking about baseball when we have breaking news going on. So I want to say thank you to all of you who have been listening over the last few weeks. And we are obviously excited for Tom's return tomorrow at 2 p.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you just got the alert on your phone and you're tuning in thinking we're going to be carrying breaking news, here's what we have so far. There has been a grand jury vote in Manhattan. Former President Donald Trump has been, I read it all wrong, Josh. I read it all wrong. A grand jury in Manhattan has voted to indict former President Donald Trump. That's what we know. That's all we know right now. ABC is going to go long form and we'll take it. But in the meantime, I'm not going to sit here and just repeat the same thing I know. In the meantime, so I here when we do a show, we send topics to Tim Winger, right? This is what we're going to talk about today, right? Just give him an idea of what path we want to go on. And I'm going to have to finish that story at another time. Oh, in 1 minute, we're going to live breaking news. So let me just say this. Tim Winger said about baseball, you're the first person to mention opening day to me. And that just, I don't know why the love for baseball is not there, because it's opening day. Baseball is America's pastime. Tim said, why don't you talk about why baseball is not America's pastime anymore? Hey, I love football, but I think baseball is still America's pastime. I was going to get a little more into that, but I can't because, of course, we have to carry the breaking news. So this will probably be the last you hear of me filling in for Bowerly this time around. Thanks again for the calls, the texts, the social media interactions. I love you guys. I love this audience, and can't wait to talk with you again. Can't wait to fill in for either Dave or Tom. But in the meantime, I'll be back at 9 o'clock with Brian Mazurowski on a show we call BMaz and Beamer tomorrow at 9. I hope you'll join us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.